DJW, KO4HKX.
X, W4DJW.
It's working good. Not having any issue out of it, so we'll just hang out here for a minute and see.
Which side are you on, or are you on both?
I'm tuned to this, but I'm only listening on the A side. I got the volume up.
That's the left side, the side that you thought was bad?
So that's the side I normally use for my everyday QSO.
God, not the digital. And the digital's on the right, and you might want to just swing it over there, too. There's four filters, so it could be any of the four. It'd be narrow. There's a narrow and a wide for each of two receivers, so you might try them all.
Run over by people not paying attention first.
Higher priority. You're absolutely right.
Cutting out now.
Has anything changed? And it could be me, too. I'm getting to where I'm right up under the repeater.
For a little bit, and let's see if one goes out and for the other one.
So you're going to watch the signal strength meter on both of them to see if the signal strength drops more on one than it does on the other. And you didn't tell me that the leaves were already turning up here. This is kind of pretty already. It's I always miss it. I always find out about it after it's happened.
The leaves are starting to change up there already, and just starting. Next weekend, they'll probably be a good weekend to come up. And yes, it is dropping more on the A than it is the B.
All right. Well, then we're getting somewhere. If it does that, then everything from the antenna in is the same. It's not changing. And the side that is, and that could be me too. It could be my signal's getting weaker into the repeater, which means it's not sending out the same signal strength that it always does. The repeater's kind of an indication of how you're getting into it sometimes. It can help you figure that out. But anyway, if that's the case, I don't remember exactly where I got those filters. I think I got them off of eBay, but I'm not sure. But listen out for KJ4CTD. KJ4CTD. Yeah, Wyatt. Listen out for Wyatt, because he's the one that told me where to get the filters. We did his first, and then we did mine, and it worked really good.
And for IQ, hey, Dave, and I'm not sure the other station, but both of you are just solid in the repeater and staying that way.
Thanks for that input, Bill. Appreciate that.
Let y'all get back with it. N4IQ.
Patrick.
Some are dropping out, but like I said, the A band seems to be the more prominent one. Both of them are scratchy.
Of them, too. One of the things you can do, that guy was pointing out, was the you take the lid off of it, you can see those filters, and they'll get a crystalline, it looks like sea salt on top of them and on the sides of them. And if you open it up and you see that sea salt, it's not what it is, but if it looks like it, then you know for sure that's what it is. Wyatt's was obvious. Mine, not so much, but I was losing receive. So, it's not necessarily just the run of the serial numbers that they got a bad batch. It's a bad design, like that guy told you. There's no capacitors in there, so they're going to go bad. Even the newer ones, they're all going to go bad. They're going to last about 10 years, and that's going to be about it.
Just made it a little over a year, and I'm having problems with it, if that's what it is.
On the shelf for 5 years before you bought it. and it could have been in where there wasn't really a lot of humidity control, too. So you don't know how long it's been sitting on the shelf. They made a lot of those, and they've been making that G for many years already.
Shot a video of our QSO here. I'll send it to you and let you see what you think. But I'm going to jump off. I'm at my next stop, so you be careful wherever you're heading up there today. And enjoy the view up there, KO4HKX. And thanks, I believe it was Bill that come in for the heads-up on signal report there. 7-3, guys.
All right, Patrick, talk to you later. Let me know if you need some help replacing those. Not a problem. All right. Not easy, but it's doable. W4DJW Mobile.